Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And now a story of how a couple of well-placed media stories can catapult you to fame, if not fortune. Jonah Ryder, a senior at Columbia University in New York, had come up with an ingenious way to pay for the gourmet meals he liked to cook in the shared kitchen of his dormitory suite. 4 nights a week, he charged a handful of people up to $15 each to come eat with him. He took reservations, posted recipes, called his little supper club Pith, made extraordinary meals. Yes, he had a blackened peppers on little gas burners, but his meals were restaurant quality. Then the New York papers got a hold of it. Now he's booked for the foreseeable future, and members of the media are making pilgrimages to his dorm to see the new child cook. And that, of course, includes us. Jonah Ryder joins us from the studios of Columbia's Journalism School. Jonah, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Robin.
And you've been pretty open about how weird this is for you, right?
It is. It's pretty absurd because the thing that is blowing up is essentially me having dinner in my college dorm with friends, which is not extremely unusual.
Well, but what you cook is, for a college student, I'm looking at some of the menus, celery root soup with pumpernickel toast, pollock with fresh herb jam, herbs that one of your suite mates grows in his room. Why are you doing this? Tell us more about this idea that you like to cook and this actually helps you pay for it.
Well, I didn't really think about it so much as an economic rationalization for cooking. I mean, I really enjoy cooking, and ever since I got off the meal plan at college, I was just, you know, cooking meals for myself, and it's way more enjoyable and easy to cook for a few people. And so it was very common that my friends would be joining me and we would all split ingredients. But as people sort of more regularly wanted to come together for dinners, there was this opportunity to use a little bit more money, which is still less than going out in New York City, and be able to cook these really exciting dinners with new ingredients.
Well, and none of this is going to come as a surprise to your friends at Newton South High School here in the Massachusetts area, where you went to high school, who I think, if I'm reading this correctly, the paper there once asked, at least according to the New Yorker, which is written about you, is Jonah Ryder the next Martha Stewart? So, but what is it like now? I hear you have top lawyers calling you, people who want to get in.
It's true. Yeah, there's a hilariously long wait list of about 750 people right now, and they range from lawyers and bankers and architects and magazine editors and Columbia administrators, all sorts of funny people.
But I just have to ask you, we know that Columbia was contacted by the Board of Health when these stories started coming out. How is it that you skirt being called a restaurant? You're charging people money. I mean, you know, people might start saying, wait a second, you're turning into the Uber of restaurants here. You're getting away with doing this without health inspections. How is it that you do?
Well, I can safely say I'm not the Uber of restaurants, as there's no excessive employee disenfranchisement going on or flagrant labor violations or profiteering.
Well, I'm going to say all of that was spoken like the true student that you are. We understand your thesis is a statistical look at worker-owned cooperatives in the U.S., and you have a part-time job with the progressive economist Joseph Stiglitz. And so,
but yes, it's true. Like, there are certain things about it that do make it potentially a food establishment as per New York law, and that would be things like, you know, me allowing people to sign up, me exchanging money for food. But there are a lot of things about Pith that seem to place it outside of the legal box that is a food establishment. And those are things like me eating at the table with them.
Well, we'll just say that Columbia, we know, maybe with an eye on liability, has asked you to just to maybe have people, you know, from Columbia come for now. But you want to do pop-ups. You want to go out and do pop-ups. You're not necessarily saying this is what you want to do for a living.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be a chef or a restaurant owner, but I am really pleasantly surprised about all of the sort of support about what I'm doing, and I am trying to figure out how I can leverage that and bring some of the intimacy and quirkiness of Pith to sort of a larger and more permanent stage. But I'm still navigating that. I'm really excited about some sort of musical pop-ups that I'm planning that will be all around New York and maybe some other places starting in December or January when the semester ends.
Singing and dancing and grilled vegetables?
Well, not me doing all of those things, but ideally, you know, I'm looking at one in a sort of like art junkyard place in Crown Heights, and one in a fish market in Grand Central, and one in one of those big majestic buildings on Fifth Avenue. So all these different weird locations, and we'll have really amazing live bands, and then a sort of big bar set up where people could buy really cheap little snacks and drinks off of a very small menu.
Okay, it all started in the dorm room. Jonah Ryder, a senior at Columbia University, host and chef at Pith, the supper club in his dorm room. Jonah, thanks, and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
And Jeremy, there in San Francisco with our own Peter O'Dowd, I'm hoping that you're spending some time, as reporters, as you should, tasting some of the food in San Francisco.
Well, and our guest tomorrow, Alice Waters, I think would love what Jonah is doing there.
Alice
but yes,
Waters.
We'll have that on tomorrow's show. Don't miss it.